olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Yeah, so I'm the youngest of six kids. My parents are Hana Sawainaya and Timoti Onasa Sawainaya. And I grew up, was born in New Zealand in Otahuhu Middle Moor Hospital. Of the youngest of six, and then we migrated to Australia when I was only two. So in 1998, we came to Australia, and we did all my schooling here in Western Sydney. So I started off in the primary school, Lernia Primary School, and then I did all my high schooling at Liverpool Boys High School. So, yeah.
And from there, what line of work did you end up doing?
Straight out of school, I did a bit of warehousing to start off, and I think a main thing for me with just doing that, it was just the only thing that I had seen. But a lot of the times growing up, I would spend the time flying back to New Zealand to spend time with my cousins, and we always dreamed about doing bigger things and running businesses to support our families. And I ended up finding myself in the insurance space not long after. So I only spent about maybe 6 months in the warehousing space, and then I moved into insurance industry for 7 years. I was blessed enough to do a mental health first aid course that was run by the New South Wales Council for Pacific Communities, where Mal Fruin, who was the chair there, as well as Joy, were big mentors for me. And in that space, when I ran, there was a two-day mental health course, and they were sharing that there's not enough Pacifica males working with our young people. So they actually put me forward to say, hey, look, there's a role going at a school in my local area, and Bennett Road was the school, Bennett Road Public School, and they needed a community liaison officer. So I applied, and it was a pay cut going to that role, but for me, I felt like after I've established all the things I needed to, it wouldn't bother me that if I had to take a pay cut to move into those roles. But yeah, I started as a community liaison officer in the school space to work with Pacifica communities. That school in particular had 700 students, and over 30% of that school was Pacifica kids. And this is the school they advertised for the role because they've never had a community liaison officer before, but they had such a high Pacifica population and there wasn't any engagement with the community. Within, I think it was 2021 when I started, we did an interview of all the kids. I gave them homework. I went to interview them one by one. This was just post-COVID. So a big thing for me was finding out, what do these kids know about their culture? And, you know, where do they know where they come from? And a big thing that I noticed straight away was all these kids, they identified as Australian. When I asked, where do you come from? I said, oh, I'm Australian. Mm. Their mom and dad were from Samoa or Tonga or New Zealand, but they didn't identify themselves as those cultures. And I grew up too in Australia, in the Western diaspora, and I really felt like, yeah, culture's never really been driven in schools. That's not something that we've got strengths in here. Whereas in New Zealand, you know, it's embedded in school curriculum. They learn all the Pacific cultures, the language. And for me, yeah, being in that space, being the first CLO of the school, it was a really big drive to start building our, at least the school that I worked in, I really wanted to work with our kids and make sure that we could teach them a bit of their culture.
And where does that lead into the formation of Elevated Culture?
Yeah, I think a big thing that would help our young people is seeing people that they know achieve those things and making it a common thing and something that we talk about. A big thing for me was, in all the professional industries that I've been in the corporate space, I always found a mentor, and they weren't ever Pacifica people in the industry that taught me this. It was always Bailangis that, you know, in those corporate spaces, sitting in an office in the city, they're talking about stocks and investments and property. And for me, I've always been very intentional about finding mentors within different roles, because in order to be the best, you've got to learn from people who have been in the industry a long time. And I think for myself, within 7 years, I've scaled from the bottom end of insurance to the top, and I've been across the whole industry with a short 7 years. I'm very confident in my skills of an insurance and understanding the processes of things, and I was only able to do that through finding mentors in that space, and that's why I bought my property. We just having people talk to me about the process and then being able to execute myself. We didn't pay anyone to come do anything or teach me a course. It's just through conversation. And I think us as islanders, we're good at that. We're good at being inquisitive and being you know, curious about things, and our personalities, people really like seeing us around. So I think now working in the school space, a big thing for us was to just talk to our kids and say, hey, look, I earn my place. And a lot of our kids really, it was something they're like, oh, that's really cool. They've been renting, they move around a lot. So for me, being front and center with the kids and having more role models in the space, it's a big thing for me. I was proud for myself that I was able to do that.
They can also aspire to further education, to take something up in TAFE, to go to university, to train to be a teacher, an accountant, a doctor or a lawyer. It is not beyond anybody to try and aspire to those positions.
A big thing that we've seen that we were doing well was giving our kids their culture, giving them their identity back. It was only for the pure fact that we seen a massive improvement with the kids that we worked with in our primary school, that we had bigger ambitions of saying, look, if we were doing something really well here at Bennett Road, what are other schools doing for their kids? And how can we share what we're doing? How can we share what we're doing well here so other schools can have some of it? Because there isn't any Pacifica programs teaching culture and identity. So we implemented it. We built our own program and taught it to our kids. So the vision was to mimic what we've got in New Zealand, the Polyfest. We loved that there had been things that started up in the Western Sydney, putting on things similar to a Polyfest, but I did research and we connected with other people, other schools who were involved in those projects. And a big thing that I found was that there was a festival, I think probably over 15 years ago now, called We Are One, We Are Pacifica. It was same thing, a full school day of cultural performances. And I heard how that one went was, it was successful for 4 years when they had a big organization like Mission Australia. They funded this project to run big community event every year for the schools in Mount Druitt. But what happened was after the funding had stopped for this particular time, for whatever reason, no one led the project. No one continued it. So the schools just fell back into the normal routine of just working within their own schools. So for me, coming from a corporate space and seeing what happened before, what we want to achieve with putting on something similar to a Polyfest, I took it upon myself to say, look, if we're doing something really well here, let's start a network and let's get everyone involved from the school level. So everyone in school positions are able to bring their kids to perform if we just needed to get them all in one room. So we put together a community liaison network that I personally called all the local 30 primary schools in the area, just to kind of see if they had Pacifica workers or anyone that was in a community liaison officer role, so we could bring them all together and just share strategies. Because here in Mount Druitt, the highest population of Pacifica in New South Wales is in the Blacktown area, and Mount Druitt predominantly is where most of them are as well.
You are a very inclusive outfit, so the festival is not, whilst it started off to showcase and to help young Pacifica people take pride in their culture and their dances, songs, etc., you have opened the door and you've made it inclusive for children from other backgrounds. For example, there would be some Bollywood kind of dances.
Yeah.
So it's not just Polynesian or Pacifica Māori.
No, it's all cultures involved. I think through leading into the festivals, I run professional learning sessions every term for the teachers, and I share the story of how our Pacifica culture is a vibrant and something that is so empowering for our kids, that this is what it's been able to do within the schools that we've supported. Our Pacifica culture and using song and dance is, I think, a big framework of how schools can use to empower other communities, whether they're Pacifica or non-Pacifica. I think the values that we have of family, community, and faith and service is such a strong foundation for our cultures as a whole. And that's really in the name, Elevated Culture. We wanted to elevate all cultures while I demonstrate how we've done things using our Pacifica culture. So every school predominantly comes with Pacifica. Everyone does have a Pacifica performance, but they also have, say, Vietnamese or a Filipino or a Hindu dance and Lebanese dances. And I think that's really what adds to it. Because in here in Western Sydney, it's so diverse. I think it would be ignorant to not acknowledge all the other cultures. And I think that's a big thing. I grew up with a lot of Lebanese friends and Arabic friends and Serbian and Croatians. So for me, I'm like, I love to see other cultures. And I think a big thing for our kids in schools is to connect over culture. that's been the big currency that we've been pushing our kids towards, finding their identity and celebrating everyone's culture, because it's been such a powerful tool. And to witness it firsthand myself in schools and the schools I work in and the schools that we get to work with, I think is a big reason why we keep pushing for more and to put on more festivals and more communities.
Raymond Svainaya, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to me. Congratulations and thanks for talking to me.
No worries, Papa Tetele Lava.
Like, share, mafa'ali sofi nangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.